This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Can you be a Democrat?
It's a big old land.
And be pro-life. North Dakota.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Question for you to answer today in the program.
The
answer's been answered by the Democratic Party. As far as candidates are concerned, it's a big fat no. You can't be pro-life and a Democratic candidate for anything, or you're going to get thrown under the bus, as Mark Haugen did. Mark Haugen, a Democratic-endorsed candidate for the United States House race, who upon the arrival in the campaign of a quote-unquote independent, Cara Mund, did I say her name? Cara Mund?
I've heard Mund, yeah. Okay. I don't know. I've heard Mund.
Hill newspaper. Democrats' party pressured him to step aside for former Miss America and North Dakota House race. So Miss Mund says she got into the race because of her fear over what was happening with the abortion issue. And then all of a sudden, Democrats started donating to her, holding little fundraising parties, and all of a sudden, the endorsed candidate is thrown under the bus in favor of an independent candidate who's not even, who's claiming, by the way, that she's, you know, not about one party, but she's obviously benefiting from the party's support, at a minimum, I guess. I don't know. Here's what Mark Haugen said. Over the past several days, I've received pressure from many Democratic NPL party leaders and other activists on the far left to step away since Cara Mund has entered the race. Much of the far left's concern has been my pro-life position, for which I've refused to compromise. Knowing this, without the support from the Democratic NPL party, I don't see a viable path forward to winning this race. So, he's withdrawn. He had until Tuesday, September 6th to do that. So, there'll be no Democrat on the ballot. And that's where he got the heavy pressure. How'd you feel if you were Mark Haugen there? Mund. Cara Mund. Thank you for that, Chris. Mund. We know this about her militantly pro-abortion. And so, well, as an intern, rather as a independent candidate, no doubt try and shy away from that topic, but hard to once you've said that already. That's where you're going to go. Texture says, things that make you say, Cara Mund interns with Hoven. Mund now runs as an independent in North Dakota, but is riding on the Democratic hayride. Connect the dots and you wonder why North Dakota conservatives want more conservatism from their reps. The inference there would be from this listener that I guess if a intern in a Senate office later becomes Miss Pro-Abortion, somehow that means the senator was? I don't think it works like that. I think actually interns mirror the opinions of their bosses. So I don't know if it's a flip-flop on her part or, you know, she was an intern so it didn't matter or, you know, whatever. But I wouldn't put that one on John Hoven. You don't exactly vet interns for their knowledge on each and every issue. They, you know, they literally fill coffee cups and you know, arrange meetings and push paper and everything else. So I'm sure it's not exactly a real favorable conversation now, knowing that this person is now a Democratic candidate for the independent candidate slash the Democrat left standing in the race against Kelly Armstrong. But I don't know. I'm curious more of what Democrats in North Dakota think about the Democratic Party tossing somebody under the political bus for being pro-life. Might that split the already very, very, very small constituency of the North Dakota Democratic Party a little further? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Here's how you weigh in, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number on the program today. You can text us again, too, by the way, it's 701, text lines back up, 237-1590, 701-237-1590. What do you make of this? Kara Mund is an independent, Miss America, Miss North Dakota, now an independent candidate. I would say whether she's an independent, whether she's a Democrat, there's not much of a race there at all. But I think it reveals volumes about the Democratic Party, which is really kind of sad. Here, you run as an independent, so you can be pro-abortion. We'll throw the Democratic endorsed candidate who followed all the rules, went to the convention, throw him under the bus. Okay. Yeah, nothing to see here. Right. North Dakota Democrats, what do you think of that? 258-0550. Text 237-1590. Another listener. Scott, you say those policies aren't here? No, they're just not here yet. I think the policies this listener is referring to is our conversation earlier about whether or not concerns over school safety, concerns about the direction of education, we are in a bit of a cocoon here. It's not California, it's not New York, it's not Chicago, it's not Minneapolis. So, I'm not naive enough to not think that the woke agenda is finding its way here. It is. More and more prevalent in North Dakota all the time. We talk about it all the time. Politically correct culture, especially in our schools with CRT. So you're right. They're not here yet to the extent that they're here in the major metropolitan areas. But as this texture says, we're starting to see woke crap here. I got into an argument yesterday with a woman that wanted to be called a pronoun. I said she was crazy, and I thought she was going to swing at me. I've never heard the words come out of the mouth of a woman before. Now, be careful. Be careful. Texter says the Republicans did the same thing to Tom Campbell. That's different, though, because Tom Campbell wasn't the endorsed candidate. So some Republicans did not want Tom Campbell to run in the primary against Kelly Armstrong. And, yes, they did pressure Tom Campbell to be a good soldier and go away. But that's different than campaign, convention, endorsement, months pass. Now, independent candidate comes along. Oh, she's pro-abortion. Okay, fine. You get out of the race. He won the Democratic nomination. So it's not at all the same thing as what happened to Tom Campbell. Another listener says, just shows you that the Democratic Party in North Dakota is owned by the East Coast. Well, certainly from a fundraising standpoint, it's owned by the East Coast. No doubt about that. That's where the dollars pour in from. But let's be honest, the Democratic Party, Kevin, does it even exist in North Dakota? I mean, in a true sense of a formidable political opponent to Republicans? I don't think it does.
You mean as far as a challenger goes to...
I mean, just the party apparatus. I mean, pockets of Fargo.
Yep.
Minneapolis, west, right?
Yep.
Pockets of Grand Forks, a little less so all the time. A legislative race here or there, yes. But by and large, the Democratic Party in North Dakota is bankrupt.
This is
non-existent.
To me, hearing about, you've got this candidate that was endorsed, and now you've got this one that's just because on one topic of abortion. This is the problem, and it comes down to messaging that I think not only the party in North Dakota, but the party is nationally, the Democratic Party has. You've got the AOCs and the squads of the world squawking, we've got 10 years to live, and yet you've got Tulsi Gabbard and some rational, little left, more centrist left people saying, no. So they're all over the map, and that's their problem. We have there's five, six things that we have to focus on. I think the border being number one, number two, the economy, number two, energy. It's not rocket science, but they're all over the place.
Well said. 16 past the hour. You say it too at 258-0550 when we come back.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Back from the Freedom Matters USA studios. A week from tomorrow, we're gaining some steam now, folks. Candace Owens going to be in the house before you know it. She's been on maternity leave. And so has a new baby.
I did know that.
And so she's really been kind of off the stage. So this is really her first foray back into speaking and foray into the speaking world and getting out amongst us. And so is that cool or what?
I watch her podcast. Yeah, I'm well aware of her family life. I'm telling you, I am a true fan of her. I just she just connects. Especially having so many friends of color that are like-minded like her, I can't wait to see her live.
And you know, the as we've been talking about, the anti-energy, anti-ag, anti-America, politically correct culture is slowly getting its foothold right here. So it's a good time for one of the most influential conservative voices in America today to be here. Invite a friend. Bring some folks. The tickets are ridiculously cheap, $20, and you can't beat a price like that. So, you know, tell somebody, hey, if you're going to see this in Minneapolis, it'd be $50, $60, $70. So let's do this. And let's have a great time and have a conversation about it, to and from every corner of North Dakota. So her message for North Dakota includes strategies to fight the woke movement. That's what we need, folks. So to find out more about attending the event, and by the way, there are ways you can sponsor this event and have VIP access as well. Check all that out at freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. The Diamond Sponsorship is still available. So all the details on all of that at freedommattersusa.com for Candace Owens, 1 week from Thursday. All right, 21 past the hour on the What's on Your Mind off-air call. Take that, Kev.
Oh, wait a minute, Scott. You're wrong on that. The ousting of Tom Campbell, exact same thing. He was pro-Trump. We were all for him, a farmer for America first, North Dakota first, all the Trump policies. And you guys ousted him, not giving him a chance. But what Tom Campbell should have done, he should have stayed in it, because he would have won our endorsement, hands down.
Okay, you're kind of contradicting yourself. You're saying you guys did this and putting me in that category, which is, you know, odd, but first of all, let's just go back to what I said. It's not the same thing, because what you're talking about is a convention battle between then Kelly Armstrong and Tom Campbell. Kelly Armstrong won the votes at the convention. He was the endorsed candidate. Tom Campbell then had a decision to say, do I run in the primary or not? And he initially said he was going to, and then later decided not to. You are right. There are people that asked him not to, but it ultimately was his decision. Now, I think he'd tell you now he probably regrets it, but nonetheless, he made the decision. It's totally apples and oranges to the situation with Mark Haugen, because Mark Haugen was actually kind of taking one for the team because nobody else was running. I mean, literally. The convention, they couldn't find anybody to run against Kelly Armstrong. Nobody was the announced candidate. They have a convention. They don't know if they're going to leave there with nobody running as a Democrat. And Mark Haugen agrees to do that. Steps up, gets the endorsement of the convention. When was that? This summer. Forget the convention dates exactly, but it's months ago in the summer. Now we get to days before the filing deadline. An independent comes in, Democrats are fundraising for the independent. It's just apples and oranges. It's just two different things altogether. So, and I think you answered your own objection as far as Tom Campbell. He himself decided not to run. And you're right. People said, hey, you can't do this, don't do this, it'll split the party, da-da-da-da-da, all of that. So, there certainly was that. But that's a decision that somebody makes, but it's at a very different time. They're just apples and oranges. Sorry. I just can't say it any clearer than that. Agree or disagree? Let me know. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Please have Stephen Moore on again to talk about the scam of ESG and how it's destroying retirement accounts and pension funds, not to mention the destruction of entire countries like Sri Lanka and the Netherlands. Will do. Steve's a regular guest of ours on the program, and that's a topic I never tire of. And you're exactly right. It is, in fact, a poison on these companies. That's what it is. It is a scam. ESG is environmental social governance. And it basically is getting the woke John Kerry, Joe Biden climate action agenda into deciding what's a good stock and what's a bad stock and, you know, what's their score on ESG? How are they doing? You know, totally obliterating what the markets used to be about. company doing well or company not doing well? We're going to talk to Brian Kronk about the market here coming up a little bit in our Money Talk section, so stay tuned for that. Another listener, I have no children in school, but if I did, I would form a parental monitoring committee. Oh, I like this idea. To be able to monitor classrooms at any time. If you're faced with resistance, you know where the problems are. It's the parents who need to battle this one. You can't expect help from the officials. I like that, a parental monitoring committee. They make it a Facebook page. Right?
Why is that so hard to do?
No, not a bad idea. And a lot of this is up to us. I mean, the school board elections this year in North Dakota, the turnout was horrible, part of the primary. And that's on us. So yap and complain all you want, but if you don't ultimately get engaged in these races and pay attention, then it's falling on deaf ears for me. Texter says, if Howdy Doody were a Republican, he would win any race in North Dakota over a Democrat. Hovind was a Democrat until he realized he could win as a Republican. Trump, too, was a Democrat. He gave $100,000 to the Clintons. He changed the Republican because he knew he could fool them. You can't make this stuff up, folks. John Hovind was not a Democrat. John Hovind considered running as a Democrat for governor. That is something people said, hey, John, do this. The Democrats were recruiting him to run. He never said, hey, I'm going to do it. He never declared as a Democrat. So a lot of that's kind of political folklore from time gone by. Texas says, Tom Campbell is running for Senate, but the Republican Party wanted Kevin Cramer. They convinced Tom to run for the House. When he did that, the party decided they wanted Kelly Pelosi and backed him. They screwed over Tom Campbell. A lot of revisionist history in all of this going on. I think Tom Campbell is the one that said, if Kevin Cramer wants to run for Senate, I'm not going to. I'm going to run for the House because I can win that. All these are political calculations, and Tom's a friend of mine, so I know more of this than maybe I'm even should be saying on the air. Another listener says, a number of years ago, Kara Mund appeared at a Knights of Columbus State Convention where she promoted and advocated pro-life. Just wondering what made her change her stance on the right to life. Did not know that. But she's using that now, the pro-choice, pro-abortion platform, as a reason for running for Congress.
Some time at Harvard?
Oh, you think that's what did it, Don?
Maybe.
Her views were poisoned along the way?
Or maybe that's what they were all along, but she was trying to say what we all wanted to hear. I don't know.
Yeah. Listener says, will you ask Miss Mund to be on your show? Of course we will. Of course we will. She's been on Todd's show before on K-Fire Cafe.
He's offered
to have her come back. I have as well. But I'm not holding my breath, but we always welcome all opinions on what's on your mind. 28 past the hour from the Freedom Energy USA studios. Short break, and then Brian Cox in the house, the money member. We're going to figure out what's going on with this market. Answer any questions you might have as well next time. What's on your mind?
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A look into America's economy comes out next Tuesday when August's Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. The Washington Post report did not identify the foreign government discussed in the document, nor did it indicate whether the foreign government was friendly or hostile to the United States. A Gallup poll is revealing American workers say they are quiet quitting, performing only the tasks they're required to in order to keep their job, giving up on going above and beyond. The proportion of actively disengaged workers is now at 18% of America's workforce. The younger the employee, the higher the percentage. The National Football League season officially starts tomorrow night in Los Angeles, California. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the spot to say, you know what, I'm just going to embrace this fall thing. I'm going to, I know what's going to happen, fall, then the white stuff, it's happening. I'm going to make the most of it in a Finleo sauna. Let me give you five reasons why now is the right time to own a Finleo sauna. They have them in stock, and they're ready to deliver right now. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. Use it now, pay later. 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet come from using a sauna 20, 30 minutes a day. It's every day made better, live better, live longer. There's a great podcast out there. I talk about it a lot. Rhonda Patrick, she made a presentation to heart doctors about the benefits and the comparison. And they all came away and said, sign me up. I'm in. It's Rhonda Patrick. Check it out. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're in West Fargo. They're in Bismarck. They're in Grand Forks. You just tell them, Scott sent you. The money man's in the house. Brian Kroc. Money, 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 money. Collins and Kroc, we have had quite the interesting conversations over the last couple of months, Brian, when we do our monthly money talk segment.
Oh, I think we called it group therapy at one time, and I think we all need that with the way this market has been.
Yeah, and we keep saying, well, no, that's the bottom now. That's the bottom now, right? So is this the bottom? I'll ask you the same question I've asked the last three bottoms.
I'm going to say no. I tell you what, you know, we have a saying on Wall Street, you know, they never ring a bell at the bottom or they never ring a bell at the top. And so nobody can really pick that. And that's why you have to have a strategy and you have to stick to your plan, you know, over the long term. I just recently started looking at what was happening with last week's sell-off, and I said, you know what? This looks like we're starting a third leg down. Bear markets typically will have three legs down. I wanted to believe that maybe we weren't going to see that. We saw a really nice rally in July. We saw the market work its way higher. It got a lot of money coming back into the market, only to be hit last week with major distribution, heavy institutional selling, and it looks like we could actually be headed for that third leg down after all.
So that's one more leg than usual?
Well, three legs is typically what you get in a bear market. So, no, that would actually be usual. So, realistically, that third leg typically will go back down, retest the lows of the second leg, sometimes go lower than that. You know, I was just hoping
we're
that
out of
we
legs.
Wouldn't have to.
We're out of legs now.
And
right
then
now.
We're out of legs, yep. And so then we should see what happens. And then even then, you know, I've pointed out to a lot of our investors that just because we stop going down, which we will eventually do at some point, doesn't mean that we're going to necessarily start going up. I'm starting to see this market look more and more like what we'd call a long-term bear market. You know, and what I mean by that is, you know, normally we're in a, you know, two-thirds of the time, the equity markets are in what I'd call a bull market. In other words, there's a strong underlying uptrend, and then you have these intermediate corrections that come in and kind of, you know, cyclical down here and cyclical down there. But we resume that longer uptrend. periodically we get into a longer-term bear market, which is basically a flat to negative trend, and that can last for multiple years. And so we go flat for several years with intermediate ups or intermediate rally attempts in there. You know, we saw that after the year 2000, where the markets themselves went nowhere for several years. We saw that again after 08 and 09, where the markets went sideways for several years. It's a great time to be in our strategies because we focus on individual stocks, but the indexes and therefore index funds or very broad mutual funds really struggle in this type of an environment.
So what's a positive in the bear market? Buying opportunities?
So there's buying opportunities. And the other thing that I think is really nice for us in a market like this, if you're picking individual stocks as stock pickers, we do real well. And, you know, if everything looks real negative or sideways, those areas of strength, those pockets of outperformance, those things kind of stick out like a sore thumb. And so they kind of lead us like a beacon, you know, to where we want to go with that money. And then the other thing that I keep always watching any kind of a market is, where are the earnings? So we want to see companies that have really strong earnings. And so we're going to continue to watch for that.
So average investor out there, What do you do to maneuver this? For one, I would say get a professional. That's my advice. This is not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You're trying to decide where's the bottom, leg are we on? Exactly.
Yep. So I think you nailed it when you said this is where you want to hire a professional. This is where you need somebody who's an actual money manager, not somebody who's just trying to sell you an investment product.
What do you mean by more?
So I'll tell you what. When you walk into most what I'll call retail brokerage firms or financial houses in our area or just all around the country, almost always they're going to sit down with you. They're going to ask you how much money you have, and then they're going to try to sell you some sort of an investment product. It's going to be a mutual fund or an ETF. Maybe they'll sell you a stock, but there's not very many stock, you know, brokers out there anymore. But generally they're selling you a packaged product of some sort. What makes us different is we actually manage the money in-house. We've got resources and research from, you know, all over the country, all over the world, really, that we then put to work and make our own decisions running portfolios, you know, right within our Fargo office. And that's really gives us a niche because we're able to be small enough and nimble to maneuver in these markets. But at the same time, we don't have to own everything. You know, you'll see these giant cookie cutter portfolios that come out of, you know, New York City and Wall Street. And generally, they just kind of ebb and flow with the market. Our investors want something that's going to get more defensive in these sorts of times and get more aggressive when we need to be aggressive. And that's what I mean when I say a money manager versus a salesman. So that's what I would say first is you need to get a good money manager. And then I can tell you if you want is you know what we're doing in this market.
So let's do that, but explain what the defensive mode is.
So defensive mode for us, that's a great question too. So what we've done in this bear market with our managed portfolios is basically we've eliminated or taken money off the table in those what I'll call more speculative or more tactical holdings. So those companies that we own that we maybe love them, they've got a great idea, but they're not well entrenched. They don't have strong balance sheets. Maybe they're mostly just an idea. So we've eliminated those from the portfolio. This is not a time to be speculating. This isn't a time to be, you know, looking at things that maybe don't have the strongest balance sheet or consistent earnings. And instead, we've raised cash by selling those items. And then what we're doing is we're putting that money either on the sidelines or directly to work in some of what I'll call our core holdings. Those great, you know, the high quality companies that I talk about that build wealth over time, those are the ones that are also coming down in value for their stocks. And so that cash that we raise by getting rid of some of those more speculative things, that's going to go into our core holdings. That's where I really want to focus on a time like this.
So some examples of core holdings.
Oh, there's lots of examples. I'll give you some ideas, though, without giving any stock recommendations. So when we look at a core holding, I'm looking for companies that have, you know, certain characteristics, and we wouldn't have time to go through them all. I'm happy to share them if somebody wants to call our office, but I'll give you a couple of examples of that, Scott. So first and foremost, I want to own the companies that are dominant and number one or number two in what they do. So I'll just give you an example. These are companies we don't own, but they fit this criteria. So McDonald's is the number one fast food company in the whole world. Say what you want about their hamburgers. They might not be the tastiest. Maybe they're not all beef or whatever you want to say. Nobody outsells McDonald's. So if I'm going to be in the fast food business, I want to own the best. or Starbucks Coffee. I pick on them once in a while, but they are the number one coffee chain in the world, worldwide. So, you know, people will literally come to a new community. They will drive through town, driving past five local coffee shops, all of which are probably better than Starbucks, just to get to the Starbucks with that logo they recognize to get their Muchu Guchu Latte, whatever, right?
Triple pump of...
Exactly. Yeah. So those are leaders in what they do, and so we always want to own the leaders. So that's sort of rule number one when it comes to finding a core holding that's going to stand the test of time, because I tell you what, if we're going through a difficult economy, you're going to see that a lot of those mom-and-pop coffee shops may not make it through a recession, but Starbucks will probably still be there when all is said and done.
So that's what you look for in the way of buying opportunities, that a typical core holding investment that is underperforming what it should be?
Exactly. So I always say when it comes to core holdings, I want to think of it as if I'm buying the whole company. So again, using Starbucks, which is not in our portfolios and it's not a recommendation, but just using that as an example, if I wanted to be in the coffee shop business, I'm going to first look and say, okay, who's the biggest or the best in that particular arena? And then I look at it as if I'm buying the whole company. So I'm not looking to buy a company or a stock at 50 just to turn around and sell it at 60. I want to buy a coffee company and sell coffee for the next several years to the people of Fargo and the United States and all over the world. And every time somebody buys one of those crazy lattes or whatever, guess what? That money is going in my company bank account. And since I'm the owner, that's ultimately my bank account. So that's what we're doing. And so in a great time, I say, you know what? When times are tough and those stock prices go down, we add to those core holdings. When times are good and those stock prices go up, we smile. And rarely do we ever sell our core holdings unless one of those key attributes change. And like I say, you know, are they no longer number one in what they do? Another one I'll just give you an example of is I want companies that have fantastic management. And Starbucks has struggled in that area because if you think about it, you know.
And they're woke.
Well, they're woke, so that's a whole other aspect. But, you know, Howard Schultz is a brilliant guy. He started that company. When he's at the helm, the company does well. When he stepped down, guess what happened? The stock didn't do so well. Then he came back. The stock perked up again. And then he stepped down again. And now he's trying to hand the baton off once more to somebody else. But unless they get really good management, entrepreneurial thinkers in that CEO seat, I don't want anything to do with a company like that. And so management is the other, you know, another of those really key attributes that I'm looking for in a core holding.
Are core holdings slim pickings right now, or are there plenty out there?
So there's lots of great companies. I mean, it wouldn't take anything just to, you know, walk down Main Street or walk through the aisle at Target or whatever and point to lots and lots of great companies that we know, that we love, and said, hey, if I could only own one company in the world, you know, what would it be? And pick one that you think just does good in good times and bad. And there's a lot of those, and say, okay, is it number one in what they do? Do they have great company management? What about total addressable market? That sounds like a crazy thing. You'll hear it talked about as TAM, total addressable market. But basically, it's a silly thing that Warren Buffett uses all the time. He wants to have a company that everybody has to do business with. So think about it. Warren Buffett bought Duracell batteries. If you're going to put batteries in your flashlight or batteries in your kid's toy or anything, you've basically got two main choices, Duracell or Energizer. And so he said, you know what? If I own Duracell, everybody's going to have to do business with me. And if they don't buy batteries, maybe they buy Coca-Cola or maybe they buy Dairy Queen or whatever. So I like companies that everybody's going to end up doing business with me, whether I like it or not. That's total addressable market.
Brian Kroc is with us from Collins & Kroc, professional money managers, and there's shark-infested waters out there in this market right now. There sure is. And you want a pro on the job. Brian manages money for Maria and I and does a fabulous job and really been very, very happy. So love the work he does. Would very much encourage you to have a conversation as well with Brian. When we come back, a question from a listener about ESG and its impact on these companies that we're talking about. Opinion mixed in with a question here. So we'll give you a chance to respond to that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. 16 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, the best deals ever right now, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime on new Buicks, new GMCs, and a whole bunch of used vehicles as well. Pre-owned vehicles that come with that same vote of confidence, that same Schwann lifetime powertrain warranty. So you can get a Subaru Forester, used GMC Yukon. Check this out. You can save tons over new sticker. A 2018 that was $67,600 is now $58,999. More of that came from at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Brian Kroc, Collins and Kroc. He's the money man here once a month with us, kind of doing a deep dive into the markets and the economy and what's happening. And always welcome your questions or comments. You can call us at 258-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us. It's 701-237-1590. Would you ask Brian to talk about the scam of ESG and how it's destroying retirement accounts and pension funds, not to mention the destruction of entire countries like Sri Lanka and the Netherlands? Is first of all, the opinion there is that it's destroying retirement accounts and pension funds, is it?
exactly how they feel about ESG and it being a scam. And I have to say, if I'm going to share my opinion on that, I think it's basically the same thing. Is it destroying retirement funds and pension funds? I don't know if it's destroying them yet, but it's starting to. It's starting to erode them. So if you think about it, when we're thinking about being a money manager, if you look at what I do for my clients, I'm a fiduciary. My number one job is to always put my clients first, and our number one goal when we're managing money is either making money for our clients or making decisions that help protect our clients' money. When you inject ESG, environmental social governance, into it, you're now changing the whole motive of a money manager. So we have a profit motive. We're trying to make a profit for our clients. If you add this ESG component, you've changed entirely that fiduciary responsibility. So I don't think that's a good thing, and that's why it destroys retirements. If I'm in a, you know, pick an industry and they have a retirement plan that they're managing for me or a pension fund that they're managing for me somewhere, and they're not doing it to make me the most money possible so that I can retire someday, but they're instead looking at some sort of a political agenda, well, that doesn't do me any good in getting me toward my retirement. Then maybe it's better give me my money back. And that's exactly what they're doing when they do ESG. So make no bones about it. It is a political agenda. And if you follow their political agenda, then you get a nice ESG score. And if you don't follow their political agenda, you get a bad ESG score. And so what's interesting about that, it's not really about the environment, nor is it about social. And so that's why I say we've got mixed motives there for managing money and growing retirement accounts that certainly could erode and cause problems in those accounts. But we need to pay attention as investors and push back on this, because it is devastating to what can happen in the overall investing. You know, part of the problem we're seeing even with oil companies is oil companies went to their banks to try to get funding to turn on wells, to do more drilling, things like that. And the government says, well, there's plenty of leases available, and banks wouldn't lend to them. Why wouldn't banks lend to them? Because these oil companies had a low ESG score, because it didn't fit the political agenda. And the banks didn't want to lend to them because then that would harm their ESG score.
How do you maneuver
that's
that?
That trickle effect.
My gosh.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So, and other weird things that go with ESG, if you think about this, Scott, Warren Buffett, he's not exactly super conservative. He follows a lot of their political agenda. He owns a bunch of utility companies. He owns wind farms and things like that. And he gets a low ESG score. And he was asked about that at the annual shareholder meeting, and he replied that ESG was essentially a scam. He said, you know what? I'm doing all kinds of great things for the environment with my wind farms and with things of this nature, with what we're doing with our solar farms, and they still give me a low score because I'm not doing it their way. They want control. That's what politics is about. They want control, and since they weren't doing it his way, they gave Warren Buffett a low ESG score.
I want to squeeze in one more question from a listener. What would it take to get us to a bull market?
Boy, we'd need a lot of buying to take place, which I think first we need to flush out all of this excess that's in the market. And people say to me, what excess is still in the market? The fact that you've got meme stocks like Bed Bath & Beyond and things like that you've got, you know, speculation and shenanigans out there in the market. The fact that, you know, people are still thinking that Bitcoin is a legitimate thing. Those are all speculative excesses. And when we get back to focusing on the day-to-day fundamentals, like what does this company earn? What kind of dividend do they pay? What kind of product do they make? Those are the driving factors of a good, solid bull market. I think when we get rid of those excesses and we get back to focusing on fundamentals, that's when you'll see that. And probably we need to see the economy, you know, run through this recession thing first and squeeze everything out of it.
I'll tell you what, you'll have a great experience if you decide to build a plan, prepare for bull markets, bear markets, whatever comes. That's what Brian and his team does at Collins & Kroc. How do folks get a hold of you and start that process?
Absolutely. You can get a hold of us toll-free anywhere in the country, 844-235-0119, or just check us out at collinsandkronk.com. That's Collins and KRANK.com.
Collins with a C, Kronk with a K.
Right on.
Or call them at 844-235-0119.
0119.
There, we got it. Good to see you, sir.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And we'll do it again soon, hopefully with one less leg.
That sounds great.
Of that bear
Let's
market.
Get this over with.
Let's start removing these legs, for crying out loud. All right, friend. Friends, we got to go. Freedom Matters USA Studios closing up shop for today. Remember, you can get tickets for the one and only Candace Owens at freedommattersusa.com. And if you're hungry today, I'd suggest PetroServe USA. Salisbury Steak. That's right. Glendon and Euland. Swedish Meatballs. Valley City. West Main Avenue. West Fargo. Mac and Beef on MP Avenue. Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. God bless you, folks. For Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, and K-Fly, Kevin Flynn. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.